And unto you alone shall the gathering of your people be. Show us mercy. And I promise that every glory will go back to where grace came from. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Please be seated.
I would like to start with the anchor scripture, which is Matthew chapter 6, verse 7.
Media, please help me.
The disciples observed the workings around the Christ. And it was a hunger in their heart to come to a place where that reality, that life, also gains expression through them. Seeing that Jesus will heal the sick, raise the dead, open blind eyes, do all manner of things, they didn't come back to him to ask him, teach us how to perform miracle. They went to him and told him that he should teach them how to pray, being that we have seen that there is something you're doing that is powering the life you're living. So let us gain access to the reality of what sponsors you. And so Jesus told them, pray in this manner. The New King James says, and when you pray, verse 9. In this manner thereof, pray. Our Father, can you give me Old King James? Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There's a lot to say here, but because of time. Thy kingdom come, and then thy will be done. It will not be completely okay if I stay within the confinement of this scripture without routing us back to the reality of what began. And so God created Adam. Amen. Please follow me. Follow me. God created Adam and then gave Adam a geographical entity of governance called Eden. As a matter of fact, Eden was separated for a purpose. Because I know you must have heard people say that Adam was not the only man. But that's not what I'm here to prove. So God put Adam in the garden and then gave him commandments that if he is able to live out the reality of those commandments, God can now usher him into becoming a ruler of every other thing that was existential. Amen. So he told him, of all the trees in the garden, eat, but of this particular one, don't eat. But, and God told him, on the day you eat of this particular tree that you have been told not to eat, in death, thou shalt surely die. But you know, on the day that God demands for a thing in a man's life, Satan has the character of magnifying that same thing, and it will be more beautiful than the rest of the things that you have. If God tells you in 7 days, give him 1 day, that 1 day will be the most troubled day of your life. So even if God says, marry 5 wives and leave one, something in you will long for the one outside. Go and ask Solomon. Anytime God puts a commandment around a thing, Satan magnifies it because he knows that the proof of love is obedience. And God wants love proven. For that purpose, he planted that tree there. Because the question you should ask is that God knew that there was every tendency. If not, he wouldn't have provided Jesus from before the world began. Amen. He had his plan B. Somehow he knew that there is every tendency that man will fall. Because of the presence of will. He planted that tree there. That I know that there is every... You can look at me and say, I love you. I value you, Lord. You mean the world to me. But the only way I will come to this particular assertion is that your life must prove it to me through obedience. There should be something you love that you allow to go because of what you share with me. Amen. But on the day that Adam was tempted, Adam fell off his cheder. And that which man wore as glory was taken away from man. Like I tell people, Adam was still in the garden when God asked him, "Where are you?" And remember that God told him that if it is when he lives outside the word given to him, which is obey, which is do not touch this particular tree, then God would have given him access to eat of the tree of life that would have given man an eternal life. Let me just continue. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, Adam ate of the tree that God told him not to eat. And when God came to the garden, he was looking for Adam, but Adam was in the garden. He asked him, "Where are you?" "I'm in the garden. You're asking me, where am I?" That's funny. That, are you saying now, I want to, like somebody saying, "Ah, but he was hiding now." Are you saying that somebody can hide from God? And if you want to, where will you hide? David said, "I went to the mountain, you are there. The valley, you are there. Anywhere you are there, you are everywhere, oh Lord." In that same light, God would have lived out the reality of his nature as the one who is everywhere. But on the day he came to look for Adam, he was looking for him in the reality of the glory that he gave man after creation. But he couldn't find it. That garment had departed. So any other thing that happened from Genesis on the day that Adam fell, that man fell. And you know that Satan was so calculative that he decided to come after Adam before Adam gave birth to a child. So that the first that is supposed to sanctify the rest will also be the first that will contaminate the rest. Are you with me? You know, that's the mystery of giving. That's the mystery of tithing, mystery of first fruit. That the moment that first one is removed, the rest becomes sanctified. You're not with me. Amen? So, every other thing that happened after the fall of man was God looking for man. He looked for us in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. He didn't find us. It was when we crossed to Malachi that God now, after Malachi, God somehow now found a family through which a young man should come from called John. And the Bible records that it was from the time of John that the kingdom began to navigate through a particular technology called violence. Are you with me? If you don't like war, you will not enjoy my teaching this morning. Because thy kingdom come is a declaration of war. It's not a declaration of intellectual communication. It is that you have made up your mind that you will push it, that it must look like what heaven captured from before time began. On the day you say, "I must be all that God created me to be," sister, carry all your makeup and burn them. Pack everything that gives you joy or that makes you happy, because joy is in the Holy Ghost. Pack all those things and take them away, because declaration of kingdom is let us fight. On the day, you know, I like where Apostle came from, talking about formation of the vessel. So if the vessel is adequately formed, then there is something else that brings about manifestation. May I tell you something? I've seen people that are holy. I've seen people that live out the reality of the expectations of God in the place of holiness, righteousness. Yet, they have not been able to escape their father's house. Because on the day you want to get it right, there are forces that like demonic order. They like it when everybody look alike. So anybody who decides to break out of furniture has to die. Who are you to decide to change anything? If it is the language of kingdom we are talking about, like Pastor Sam was saying the other day, kingdom comes with its own culture. And because God is a king, he does not share his house with Satan. If he enters, he will monopolize. Oh. Amen. Let me just continue speaking. Have you realized that in that prayer in Matthew chapter 6 verse 7, that the Bible says, thy kingdom come in earth. Did you read it? Thy kingdom come. Is he on earth or be in earth? Read your Bible. Don't cram anything. Thy kingdom come, and then thy will be done. Where? Where is the kingdom done? Can you turn to somebody and tell somebody the in earth? So if English language makes any sense here, you should know that on the day that man was created, man was molded from the dust of the earth. So the real, amen? If you are in real estate here, there is joy in your heart. And you will say that you have covered a particular place. You have bought land there. You have acquired land. And then sometimes you put it up for sale. And you say, this is mine. This is mine. God himself was the first man that started real estate. But what he did was to bring out man from the dust of the earth. So when we say that the kingdom has come, it is not that the church has bought a new land. It is that the men of the church have been conquered by their God. The earth here is not talking about a geographical entity. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. It is that there is this treasure in this earthen vessel. So how does kingdom gain expression? You need to know how God works. God does not rule the earth with power, inasmuch as the earth is the Lord's. The Lord does not rule the earth with authority, with force, with power. No, there is a way he rules the earth. If not, God would have stepped into Nigeria and then curse and command every corrupt people to die. But every morning, he gives them sunshine to dry their clothes. He gives them water to drink. They are alive. Even when they want to die, they mistakenly shout Jesus. Jesus still helps them. He does not rule the earth with power. God rules the earth by influence. So what he does is that he captures one man. He will sit on you and establish his kingdom inside of you first. And then if the kingdom gains expression through your vessel, then through you he can conquer your environment. Because what God does in one man is territorial in nature. You need to hear what I'm telling you and listen. Just listen. Are you with me? If God calls out one little boy from a village, his intention is to conquer a territory. But he does not come conquering a territory. He comes to reign his kingdom in the man. So when the kingdom is come in you, he can come through you. Have you realized that even in healing the sick, that when somebody you're praying for will be healed, you already know it? Why is everywhere quiet? You know they heal the sick. Eh? Have you ever prayed for somebody and somehow you just know, Pastor Benny, that the prayer has been answered? The question is, how did you know? Before people are healed, before God walks it through you, he will walk it in you. You will just know. How we know, we don't know. There are things we know that we know, but we don't know how we got to know them. Those are spirit communications. You just realize that I just know that. That's how you wake up and tell people, I cannot fail. And they look at your account balance. Don't check my account balance. I'm talking from somewhere else. Are you with me? It has been worked inside of me. So I think Apostle has done a great job with that. So each time on the day that God decided that the Israelites should be delivered from the hands of Pharaoh, it was, let my people go. Let my people go was, let my kingdom come. And then how Pharaoh responded was, who are you to tell me that these people should go? Who is the God you're talking about? So these people even left their work to come and ask for liberation, to come and ask for jubilee, to come and ask for liberty. Who are they to ask? Take them back and double their punishment. So the day you say, I deserve a change, it is not answer to prayer you get. It's a declaration of war. May I tell you something? If you are here and you want to fulfill purpose,
Don't joke with what I'm telling you now. If you joke with it, you will learn in old age. And in old age, you might not have enough time to fight. The declaration between God and the serpent that God made between man and the serpent is that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. So it means that war was declared before we came. So the moment they give birth to you, after you're done crying, that's why even if you don't cry, they will wipe you so that you will cry. You have to cry because you have just been born into a terrible place. And as you are born, they usher you into the ring and say, "War start." Whether you are ready to fight, Satan does not care. He knows this. He has come to fight. So he will bruise your heels. If you like, leave the head. Ushers you into the reality of your emergence in time. And then they will lock the gate and say, "Stay there. If you can fight, break out. If you cannot fight, stay there." You know the problem of people. When they try and it doesn't work, they create another gospel around their life. How that all these things is not for everybody. There are things that you are called to do. Which thing are you called to do, my friend? What are you called to do? Everything that God does, even if it's one song that God puts in your mouth, it is meant for territories. If you are not myopic in dealings, then you need to listen to the voice of this town crier. Hey, every time, and then Pharaoh looked at them and said, "Who are you? Who is your God?" Because at that time, Egypt was known as the most famous place where you find the strongest of all wickedness. Witchcraft there, astrology there, sorcery there, everything wickedness was there. So they were reigning in power. So on the day that somebody demanded for deliverance, they said that, "You people entered by food, but for you to live, it has to be by war." Oh, it was hunger that took them to Egypt. The same way, what put you where you are now is just one little thing. A little thing can put you into a bondage of 50 years. And Satan does not say, you don't try. You have stayed in this bondage for long. It's 20 years now. Let's leave you. You can go. You know, and he doesn't hear a beg. So John the Baptist is the separation between the Old Testament and then the New Testament. And the Bible said that from the day that John emerged, that this kingdom that must come by one language called violence. And we're not saying gather people and begin to box their face. No. It is that I came from a strange place. If you decide to be different, you will become different by war. You don't become different by resting, by just relaxing, thinking that things will change, thinking that one day. Hey, every day is God's day. Your day is the day you wake up. There is no advantage in Lagos. There is no advantage in Abuja. There is no advantage in the UK, even if you think that's where people make it. There is a making it that brings money. There is a making it that brings fulfillment. They are two different things. And then Pharaoh said that they cannot go. See how many chapters that captured the dealings before Pharaoh now decided that they should go. And everything that happened in the Old Testament is God painting a picture. It's a portrait to the reality of what was expected. You know that what happened in Egypt was God announcing something that Jesus was coming to do. So Moses represented Jesus. Are you with me? The children of Israel in Egypt, it means people in the world, people that are bound by the system of the world. So it was God's intention to paint a picture how that Moses, representing the Christ, goes there and brings them out. Even the journey was also painting the reality of Jesus' emergence into time. How? Moses needed water. And God told him, "Strike the rock." He struck the rock and water came out. The second time, God told Moses, "Speak to the rock." And Moses went ahead to strike the rock the second time. And by that, Moses scattered God's plan. There was a picture God was painting from eternity. So what's the picture? The rock
When Paul came, he brought light to the reality of that rock. That rock that journeyed with them in the wilderness was Jesus. So when Moses struck the rock, it was the crucifixion of Jesus. But after you have struck him once, he's not supposed to die more than once. After his resurrection, you can now ask him and they will answer you. But Moses went ahead to strike. After striking, he struck him the second time. And because of that, he was denied access to promised land. So it means that anybody that kills Jesus twice. So, on the day that God needed to show himself to... Are you with me? On the day that God needed to show himself to Moses. And he said, you will see my back when I pass because no man can see me and live. And Moses said, no, wala. Even at that, Jesus, God still brought Moses and kept a rock in between him and Moses. That Moses should hide himself at the back of that rock. Because even in the reality of the New Testament, when the Christ emerges, before you meet God, you must come by the Christ. I'm just telling you that these things are portraits. Those are shadows of the reality of the things that we have come into as experience. So, God told Moses, strike the rock. He struck the rock. Speak. He struck the rock. And then he was denied access. God was trying to bring his own government. He was trying to bring his own culture. That this is how I do things. And anybody that must communicate my reality should not be creative. God never uses people that know how to survive without him. Are you with me? Because our lives were captured in a book before we were sent. So when Jesus came into time, he said, I have come to fulfill as it is written in the volume of the book. So something captured my year one, my year two, my year three, my four, my five. So every day I wake up, I don't wake up to live out my life. I wake up to live out what is written. Huh. Are you with me? So, it was war for them to come out. In that reality, even when you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you did not insult anybody. But just like David said, he said, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Satan knows his assignment, and his assignment is to ensure that nobody who names the name of the Lord can name the name of the Lord without having Satan being attached somewhere. So the day you decide and say, let your kingdom come, all these things I'm saying is just to make this statement again. Thy kingdom come is a declaration of war. It means that kingdom carries influence, carries possibilities, carries things that should make the earth look like how heaven looks. In heaven, demons are not there. In heaven, there is no barrenness there. In heaven, there is... Are you truly with me? In heaven, there is no what? There is no sickness there. So each time a carrier of kingdom enters an environment, you did not say anything. There will be an agitation and the forces around will begin to raise an alarm that, where is this one coming from again? What have you come to do here? Oh. When I say declaration of war, it's not verbal declaration. It is at the moment you decide that it's only what the Lord wants that will be done here. Satan will tell you that he has his own vessels too. To ensure that what darkness wants is what will reign. So God's real estate is man. So when we are counting the lands we have bought, God is counting the men he has won. Because he does not live in lands. The main land where God lives is me. He dwells inside of me. So how does God know that he has a Sabbath? He does not look at how many churches we have planted. He looks at the men inside of the church. Because God does not count number. He weighs men. I said God journeys with influence. So this influence gains expression through men. As you're seated here, if God wants to enter your family, he does not wear suit to come in. What he does is that he will wear you. Because you spend money, God spends men. He will look for me and summon me into a reality. Sometimes we don't know his plan. I'm sure that on the day that even Pastor Sam said yes, he didn't see the picture of what? If me, if I had seen the picture, I can tell you the truth that I would have run away. Because ministry is no enjoyment. It's a journey unto death that you might live. And even when you are dead, you will carry dead men. Oh. I tell you the truth, I would have run away. Are we together? Are we together here? I would like to have, okay, wow, I wasn't looking at my time. This is Jesus. Pastor Sam, the blood of Jesus. I'm sure we've already used the time to do something, but even if you have not heard anything today, I want you to know that if it must be, it must be by power, it must be by war. You must declare war. If I had an opportunity, I can stand here to tell you that at a particular time in my life, this thing happened. And you say, hey, that thing just happened though. You are the one seeing what happened. Me, I'm seeing the battles fought. I don't have to tell you. And if you're in a land such as this, Satan does not care whether you are warded. For you to be heard, you must decide to be defiant. There is such a thing called holy rebellion. There are powers that don't want men to become the reality of what God had in mind before they came. And these powers don't understand the language of understanding. They don't like negotiation. One has to die for another to live. Somebody has to come down for somebody to rise. Oh. I've seen people in this same land cry out how they declared that glory should come over their lives. And it was not an encounter they had. It was a strange woman that visited them to ask them, who are you to want to change the norm? They say, where things happen here? How dare you declare kingdom come? You want to change our culture? They say, where we behave here? They say, where we talk here? How dare you try to smuggle righteousness into this system? They say, where we operate here? They like their way. So any man who wants to cause a change must also declare that the hand of Moses must be upheld high. That's the only way the children of Israel can win the battle. If they fought to inherit the promised land, the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Everyone must labor to enter into the reality. Ah, is it a crime to say, I will become all that God wants me to be? Is it a crime? Did you insult anybody? But just declare it. Just make that statement. Even heaven will shift. The day you say, I will no longer tell a lie, heaven will shift and say, let us see how he will do it. Because now, we need to introduce him into an economy. And Satan will be allowed. Before evening, I can tell you the truth, you will lie like 50 times. Because you are not permitted to be different. Anyone who is different fought for it. And if you must be different, you will fight for it. Are you aware that even when you are innocent, a certain man in the glory of the call of God upon his life, this man was so anointed, full of power. Are you with me? And one day he noticed that church members were going one after the other. He wasn't seeing them again. Where are they now? Nothing. No, nobody was coming around. And the man decided to find out what was happening. It happened that people were having visions. How that the man was not genuine. They will have dreams and see the man chasing them with cutlass, using things to try to scatter their lives. And they wake up and say, so now my pastor, now they attack me. No, me, I know they go again. No, the man did not know that there is such a thing called powers that don't want men to bring kingdom into an environment. That same way, are you aware that your helper can see you and hate you for no reason? I don't have time for this. I really came here this morning to war. Hey, Satan is wicked and I hate him. I hate him. Just give him 1 minute and he will mess up the family of Job. Children will die. Everything will finish overnight. The call of God does not respect age. What he respects is formation. Anytime you just come to that place where you tell yourself, I take the bull by his horn. If I die, I die. And this is the language of anybody that must bring kingdom. You don't bring kingdom joking. You don't bring kingdom laughing. Even if you must laugh, that laugh will be a warfare weapon. The Bible said that he that sits in heaven shall laugh. It means that we only laugh because laugh is a weapon. Let me give you one scripture. Because of time, I cannot read it. 1 Samuel, I think chapter 5 from verse 1. The Bible records that the Philistines carried the Ark of Covenant and then took it to their camp and opened a room where they kept their god called Dagon. And then they locked the Ark of Covenant inside the same house with Dagon. That was them carrying God and his culture. And when God entered the same room with Dagon, nothing happened in their front. But when they left and left God against God, it was now done on them that for the Philistines to be won, God needed to go to the root of the spirit sponsoring their rage to destroy it first. They didn't know that they were used to also bring the will of God. So they took God into the same house with Dagon. And while the Ark of Covenant was there, God said, when my kingdom comes, no other power should be found around. He removed Dagon from his position. They came in the morning and said, why is Dagon like this? They took their God. Imagine carrying your God. And they took their God to the position. And God said, okay, I will make sure you don't have a God overnight. And when they came back again, God, the hands of Dagon were amputated. The legs were no longer there. The head was not there. In one day, there was no God again. So the reality of the fact that there are songs you hear that say that the boasting of the evil man is because Jesus hasn't shown up. The boasting of wickedness is because Jesus hasn't shown up. Whenever Jesus comes around, every other power will bow down to him. So you see, you cannot advise a fraudster to leave fraud. What they are doing is not sponsored by advice. It's a demon that is sponsoring it. So for you to be able to hate such person, smuggle the Ark of Covenant into your family and your brother will leave fraud. For every problem of life, all you need to do is to carry the Ark. So every day I wake up, I am looking for the Ark. Where is the Ark, Abba? Where is the Ark? Where means something that I will appear somewhere and even without talking. Hey! I've seen that these things are possible. They are possible. One of these days, a group of boys, you know, we're doing a ministry where terrible people are. Group of boys in their numbers went to our venue. That should be 2 weeks ago, right? Went to our venue and began to slap everybody. That they were looking for somebody. You are looking for somebody and you are slapping everybody. And then one of them declared my name that I was the person they were looking for. How be it? I was on my way going for a meeting. When they called me, I told the person driving, let's go back to the hall. Because the shepherd can die for the sheep. I cannot run away and allow them to treat our people badly. Let me go there since I'm the one they are looking for. So that they can kill me and everybody will be fine. The guy zoomed off. By the time we came out, they were all outside. But the moment we parked the car and I came out of the car, people began to run. The Bible said that he will send down bush into their midst. They began to run. I was standing. I was coming. They were running. My people that were scared now began to chase them. Let me tell you something. I might not know what that means. But on the day that they came against Elisha, and the servants of Elisha said that these people, they are here to kill us. Elisha said, may the Lord open your eyes. That you will see that those that are with us are more than they that are with them. Not them. It means that there was something sponsoring them. What is sponsoring them cannot be compared to the reality of what we carry. So the Bible says, know ye not that ye are God. A shrine is in front of your church. And you people pray every day. Sometimes when God looks at us, God will look at us and laugh. Is it me these people are calling upon? Am I the one they are calling upon? It is because his government, his kingdom has not come yet. The kingdom is here. Are you aware? The kingdom is here. That was why John declared, repent for the kingdom is at hand. Kingdom is at hand is not that it is coming. It is that the kingdom is here. But for you to access it, there is a person you need to become, what apostle taught. When you repent, you will not have access to the kingdom. But when you have the kingdom and you don't know how to declare war against resistance, I tell you the truth, you can end small. Yes. On the day you fast for 40 days and 40 nights,
The next morning, that is when a strange woman will visit in your dream and mess you up. It's as if all your fasting waters down to nothing. You know, these are things that we don't like to talk about. But I've seen how that people can be caged and wear suit. You will just act as if all is well. And God does not like actors. He likes life givers. And the moment you desire to communicate life, Satan will come after you with everything. I don't know if you can hear me. Hey, can you hear me? I round it up by saying something simple. That Satan attacked you when you were trying to get it right is not a sign for you to pack and go back. People who go back are not worthy. The Bible said our hands are on the plow, and we are not of them that look back. We don't look back. If you must win, you must learn how to continue. If kingdom must come, you must learn how to be stubborn. You cannot afford to wake up one day and say, nobody's getting, even this kingdom, we can take it back to your father's house. Why is nobody getting married? There's a system that is stopping things from working. And for it to work, a greater personality has to come. There's always a strong man until a man that is stronger than he will come. That's what the scripture talks about. Can somebody here desire to carry ark back even after this convention, after this conference, that every money, every time spent here, you did not enter here just to see people, just to hear great things and write down things? I realize that communication happens more in the spirit. And when you go back, you begin to look for whatever that does not glorify Jesus around your family, around your life. It means that something is fighting kingdom. God has a culture. There is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. It means that on the day that we emerge, if somebody fires arrow, there should be a shield to send it back. Or you don't believe that arrows are fired? You don't believe it? Okay, you're quiet. Let me try the people on this side. Do you believe that arrows are fired? Do you believe that there is such a thing called arrows by day? Are you with me? These things are real, oh. It's possible this is what I came here to communicate. Because in this kind of meeting, God will burden people with different, you will plague people with different burdens. You cannot afford to be bent when you are a daughter of Abraham. That was why Jesus asked, is this not the seed of Abraham that she had been bent for 18 years? There was nobody to bring kingdom. But if anybody brings kingdom, she will stand straight. If you carry kingdom into your family, people will get married early. If you carry kingdom into your family, every form of force of wickedness will be tamed by the mighty hand of the Lord. I don't know if there is any person here telling God, we have asked for power. But I want to let you know that one of the things that has happened this morning is a call onto a journey. Don't take off and say they have laid hands on me. Let me go and destroy everything. Don't take off. It's a call. Now you have seen that there are things that you need to get to. Get into the process. Are you with me? And then journey there. But even in the process, there is war. There is no time. So I'll stop here. I know that what I try to communicate is not something you do in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. It's something serious. There are things I would have taken you through. And then we will pray. That was how I told one lady, see, a baby is not forthcoming. You're saying that I pray for you. I said, but you need deliverance. She was angry because she's a pastor's daughter. And I said, don't be angry yet. Let us pray first. And then she humbled herself, and we cried. She was shocked when the demon left. That same month she took in. Anything not working is stopped by a force. Rise to your feet. Daddy is walking into the hall. Please rise to your feet and let's please celebrate, Bishop. What are you doing? Is that celebration? Hallelujah. Please be seated. in just 2 minutes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in Luke 24, verse 49, that Jesus told the disciples, he said, "Tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye are endued with what?" I cannot hear you. With what? Where is the power? From where? From on high. And then they waited. After they had waited, the Bible recorded that the Holy Ghost now came upon them like a cloven tongue of fire. And overnight, Peter, that used to deny Jesus, all the people that were feeble, that were weak, their declaration became the declaration of thy kingdom come. And the moment they did that, resistance started from everywhere. But you know what? At the close to the end of their journeys, the Bible declares, "These be the men that turn their worlds upside down." Because kingdom does not maintain decorum. You must turn everywhere upside down. You will point the torch, what is hiding here? Why does my mother have stroke when there is a life-giving spirit inside of me? You will begin to look for what is not working well. And most times you might be the last born. So everybody can just act as if all is well. But there is something that keeps telling you that things are not the way they are supposed to be. You don't know what it is that is not in place. But somehow you know that something is not in place. Because God will always come for that smallest. That one that does not look like it. So that he can paint an accurate picture. That he raises men from a dung's hill. And then sets them among princes and princesses. Oh my God. There's no time. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to make a simple prayer. And say, "Lord, let your kingdom come in my life." Make the prayer. It's very simple. But I want to let you know that it's a declaration of war. So you should know what to expect after now. "Let your kingdom come in my life." Can you make this prayer with all of your heart? I cannot hear you. "Let your kingdom come